You know, by the way, because people have asked me after each week as we do the stories, the Bible gets such a bad rap for being, sometimes people say, well, I can't get into the Bible. It's kind of a boring book. I don't know where, you know, you might be turning into the middle of Lamentations or something, because there are many parts of the Bible that are really exciting. And someone asked me last week, if I start to read, where should I start? And I would say start with maybe the Gospel of Luke in the New Testament about the story, the life of Jesus. And in the Old Testament, start with Genesis. I mean, you have all the great stories of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and then Exodus goes into Egypt, so it's great stories. Huh. You know your daddy's going to teach you them. Well, okay, we left Samson off last week. Samson was this strong man, and he had never cut his hair, and he had never had any wine, but he had a girlfriend that didn't worship his God. And his girlfriend got him into a whole lot of trouble. Remember what she did? She said, Samson, tell me the secret of your strength. Please, please, please. And he lied to her, and he lied to her, and he lied to her. But he got tired of her just, you know, always going on and on. So finally he said, okay, if you cut my hair off, I'll lose my strength. And remember she said, go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep. And he fell asleep, and she cut his hair off and then tied him up and said, oh, the bad men are here. And the Philistines came in, and Samson got up and he tried to break the ropes and get free. But then remember what had happened? What?
She cut her hair.
And all his strength was?
Gone.
Gone. His strength was gone. And so the Philistines grabbed him finally. They had tried so many times because this was their enemy. And they grabbed him and they beat him up. And you know what the Bible even says they did? They poked his eyes out. They made him blind. And then they made him a slave. And have you ever seen how in the old days they would have two big ox and they would put a beam across their neck and they would go around in a circle, and in the middle of this beam, a piece of wood, was a big rock that would crush the grain. And that's how they would make bread and flour. But Samson, they said, you're so strong, you're going to work like an ox. And they made him a slave. And so he was chained every day to this big piece of wood, and in the hot sun he had to push this gigantic stone around with an ox and just crush the wheat. And over the months and years, he got weaker and weaker, and he was blind, and they made fun of his God. But one day, all the worshipers of the false God said, we're going to have a great party. We're going to honor our God, and we're going to show how powerful our God is over the God of the Israelites. In fact, we're going to bring Samson. He used to be their great warrior, and we're going to put him up in the temple, and we're going to make fun of him. And so they went and they got Samson, and they had to lead him because his eyes were blind, and they brought him up, and they all, in a big building like this, there were like 400 or so, hundreds of prophets to these false gods. And they were partying and worshiping their God, and here was blind Samson up at the top, and he was chained. But as he began to feel around, he could feel a big pillar. You know what a pillar is? See these beams over here of wood that hold up the roof? Well, in those days, they weren't made of wood. They were made of stone. And he could feel the cold touch of the stone here, and then he felt with this hand, and there was another cold stone. And he thought, these things are holding up the whole roof. And all of a sudden, he had an idea. And he prayed to God. He said, God, I'm sorry I haven't always done the right thing, but if you'll give me strength one more time, let's destroy these false prophets. And he began to push, and the people probably made fun of him. Oh, look at the weak slave up there trying to push the pillars. But all of a sudden he pushed, and this one began to move, and that one began to move, and all of a sudden God gave him his strength back, and that pillar fell, and that pillar fell, and you know what happened when they fell? The whole roof fell down and killed all of the false prophets. But Samson died too. But at least that once, he had come back to God, and God gave him his strength back. Let's pray. God, we thank you that we all know this story in our own way in our lives, of the times that we have relied upon what we are and what we have, and not necessarily obeyed the wisdom you give us in your word. And more often than not, it's gotten us into trouble in our jobs, in our relationships, in our health. But what a great God you are there to restore unto us what we thought we had lost. We thank you, Lord. And even though sometimes there is a price we pay for not following and honoring you, you're always there when we come back. We love you today. Thank you for these children. May they always grow up being protected by you, knowing your word, and walking in your way. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you guys can go.